This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's coming. Hurricane Milton is roaring toward Florida. And moments ago, Governor Ron DeSantis said this.
Basically, the entire peninsula portion of Florida is under some type of either a watch or a warning.
The hurricane could smash into Tampa Bay late Wednesday as a ferocious Category 3 storm with 129-mile-per-hour winds. Residents are running. In Bel Air, Florida, about a 40-minute drive from Tampa, Lois Smith says she's getting ready, mindful of the last storm that blew through.
Came out here today. We got hit with the last storm. We got flooded. So it's all about prepping this time. So we're getting the sandbags ready to put around the house to prevent what happened last week.
Two pioneers of artificial intelligence have won the Nobel Prize in Physics, but one of them has a warning for us. Jeffrey Hinton warns that things could get out of control with AI. He says we don't know what it's like to be around anything smarter than we are. He shares the Nobel Prize with John Hopfield, an American. Hinton is Canadian and British. President Biden wants to make drinking water safe. He's setting a 10-year deadline for cities to replace their lead pipes. The AP's Donna Warder.
It's been 10 years since a change in the source of Flint, Michigan's tap water corroded lead pipes, spiking lead levels in the city's drinking water. Other cities across the U.S. also have struggled with stubbornly high levels of lead in tap water, including Newark, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., and Milwaukee, a city the EPA says has the fifth highest number of lead pipes in the nation. Donna Warder, Washington.
Israel says it killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut. Oprah Winfrey's new book club pick is Lisa Marie Presley's posthumous memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown. This is AP News. A big water utility company has been hit by a cyber attack.
The largest regulated water and wastewater utility company in the U.S. says it was the victim of a cyber attack, prompting the firm to pause billing to customers. New Jersey-based American Water provides services for more than 14 million people in 14 states and on 18 military installations. American Water says that it became aware of the unauthorized activity last Thursday and immediately took protective steps, including shutting down certain systems. The company does not believe its facilities or operations were impacted by the attack. Customers will not face late charges while its systems are unavailable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
France's interior minister is trying to keep one of the sons of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden from returning to France. The man left the area last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.